Oh, yeah, that was Zach Williams, and our God, he is a chain breaker. You know, I love that song because it talks about so many different things that we are struggling with, but how God somehow meets it all. It is Tuesday, time for Kelly and Coffee. Hey, Kelly, good to have you with us again.
Hello.
In the studio. You're always with us, but it's nice to have you in the studio with me.
Yes.
I get kind of lonely back here in my little cave where you guys lock me sometimes. Stay back in your cave. Don't come out. Kelly is our business manager, and she organized the John Crist event. We had so much fun, had a great response. I ran into a lady at church who attended on Sunday. She goes, you know, I'm still thinking about things you said and just cracking up laughing.
Yes.
And it was such a great night. And the neat thing is we had an appointment. Our family had an appointment the next day, so we weren't here. But he came back, and you got to have lunch with him. But he also donated some of the proceeds back to the ministry?
Yes, because it was a fundraiser. All of the actual cash that came in that evening from anyone buying any of his merchandise, he gave back to the Praise Network and Coolie Cap Food Pantry here in Sparta. So that was a blessing.
Now, it was culture shock for him coming from L.A., to, you know, here to Sparta, Wisconsin, out in the middle of a cornfield. It was a little culture shock, but it was so fun. And I used that in the show. I also talked about coming back, so I really hope he does. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, too. And he said even his parents would like to come. They thought it looked beautiful. So you never know. Family event.
That would be really, really cool. So anyhow, today we're going to be sharing some of our listener comments. Again, sharing what God is doing through this ministry, because as we always say, and we're very much aware, it's not about us, but it's about what God is doing through this ministry in the lives of our listeners, because there's so many needs out there, and God knows each and every one, and he somehow miraculously is able to meet a person right where they are at their point of need. So what have you got for us today?
Well, you know, before I share, one thing I was thinking of is you had said before we went on the air about, you know, it's real life and it's real hope.
Yeah.
And sometimes real life isn't all smiles and laughter. It can be hurting. It can be struggles. And we do get a lot of our listeners who share those with us. And we have one in particular that says, because of the Praise Network and the teaching that she hears and the songs, she has stopped cutting, and she has stopped with her suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
You know, so there's some deep hurt and needs there, but praise God that the encouragement that she gets is helping her.
You know, and when we're here talking, and we were talking about this before we went on too, is that we aren't perfect, and we don't have it all together, and we don't have perfect lives, and life can just be hurtful and painful and difficult sometimes. But God, you know, but God is in the midst of it all. And even with the trials and the struggles that we're all going through, we find that he is more than enough to get us through.
Mm-hmm.
And where he is able to speak life and to speak hope into that young lady who has no reason to live or feels like she has no reason to live, God is saying, I have created you for a purpose with a very special reason in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to harm yourself, because you are beautiful and you are cherished and you are loved. And that is a message that he speaks so loudly.
Mm-hmm. And we had another woman write in, and she has been listening to our new website and to our new online feature that
we have.
Mm-hmm. And she said, lately you have been just speaking life to me. And speaking on different subjects that affect her, loneliness and rejection. And she just says, I know that the songs are put together for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was just thanking us for the songs we play and how it's been speaking to her heart.
Yeah. And again, God does that. And we've all gone through struggles and pain and difficulty, and I think it just enables us to minister to other people, too, and allow God to minister, you know, through us and through the songs on the station. And you know, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a story, and everybody's got stuff. But God is able to minister and, again, meet us at that point of greatest need.
And speaking of meeting someone at their greatest need, a woman from Ladysmith wrote in about losing her grandfather, and just a few months later, her father had passed away, and then another family member had passed away. And she says, I look to Jesus for comfort. I hear his words in the songs that you play. Every time I tend to ask why or why, I hear a song, and God is answering me. I can go on and on, and how I learned to hear God speak. Every song is so uplifting. I love Jesus, and I adore the music that praises him.
You know, so much pain and so much heartache, and there are no easy answers as to why. You know, we all struggle with that, but we see that God, somehow he can carry us through. He can wrap us in his arms and carry us when we are too weak to walk, mm-hmm. when we're too weak to stand, and he is able to give us what we need to go on one more step, one more day. And how beautiful that he is able to minister through all that unimaginable heartache and pain yeah. and loss and grief. So our hearts go out to you and definitely lifting you up in prayer.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are times, even if it's not an outside circumstance, that maybe personally inside we're feeling alone or we're feeling like what I'm going through, no one can understand. And one woman from Augusta said, I need to feel that I am not alone in what I'm going through. And the Praise Network assures me that my Lord and Savior is just a whisper away. Mm. And I think, you know, so many times when I have just felt like at the end of my rope, I'm going to try and say this without crying, but it's nice to hear one of the teachers yeah. or to hear a song. Mm-hmm. That just reminds you of a verse or just reminds you of the truths that we have deep in our heart and hidden in our heart mm-hmm. To get us through those times when we are feeling like no one is going to understand me. But God does.
Yeah.
God does. He meets us where we're at, and we don't have to get perfect first.
Right.
You know?
And it's so amazing to me how God can do that, how so often when we are struggling, we want to isolate ourselves, whether it's pride or whether it's a feeling that nobody could get this, or, hey, I'm supposed to be a Christian and I'm supposed to have it all together and I'm supposed to have the answers. And especially if you're in a place of ministry or you're in a place of leadership, it's like, I have nobody to talk to. I have nowhere to turn and say, hey, I am really struggling here. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We are all going through stuff, different things, but we all go through stuff, and none of us have arrived yet. But like you said, we don't have to be perfect for God to accept us.
Mm-hmm.
We can come to him and we can say, hey, God, I'm really struggling here. I need you. I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your strength. And, you know, I know we've been there with the battle we're going through with our daughter and her health issues and different things that are going on. It's been a very difficult time, but I've seen through that how God, he does carry us
mm-hmm.
and he does meet us when I've been at my absolute end. He's been there, you
yes.
know, he has been there to sustain us. And it's not always easy, as we know. But I'm so thankful for her at that moment, you know, that moment of loneliness, and how the enemy likes to isolate us. I really believe he does when we're depressed and mm-hmm. we're down, or we're struggling with sin or whatever it is. He wants to isolate us. But God can use radio in the privacy of your car or your home or wherever you're at, you know, put your little earbuds in, go for a walk. And God is able to meet you right there and say, hey, I know, I see, I care, I love you. And I really am working all of this, even though you don't see it, I will work it together for good.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our hope. And that's what we hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Kelly, thank you for sharing today.
Yeah.
I know it's, again, it's ministry here. We share that at the John Christ event. Now, we don't do radio. You know, we do ministry. It's not about putting on a performance or an act or entertainment. It's all about ministering to the hearts and the lives of the people in our listening area. So we're so grateful and humbled to have that opportunity. We'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us many ways. You can get in touch with us through our website. Just go to the Connect tab, and lots of different ways that you can get in touch with us. By phone, you can text us, you can call us, you can mail us, you can email us. Yeah, it's many ways, but we'd love to hear from you. And specifically how God is using this ministry in your life, not to build our egos, but to be able to share it with others and to encourage others. And also, it's a huge encouragement to us as we serve the Lord each and every day through this ministry. So again, just go to praisenetwork.com and drop us a quick line. Love to hear from you. Thanks, Kelly.
You bet.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.